The second station, the agony in Gethsemane. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
Jesus went out and made his way, as was his custom, to the Mount of Olives. His disciples accompanied him. On reaching the place, he said to them, "Pray that you may not be put to the test." He withdrew from them about a stone's throw, then went down on his knees and prayed in these words, "Father, if it is your will, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done." In his anguish, he prayed with even greater intensity, and his sweat became like drops of blood falling to the ground. Then he rose from prayer and came to his disciples, only to find them asleep, exhausted with grief.
It was a long and terrible night, Lord, and not one of your disciples found the strength to keep you company in your agony. Your only strength was your determination to the Father's will at all costs. And your solitary agony continues, even to this day, in the loneliness of those who have no friends, no home, no hope, no future. Our society is filled with them, but we pretend not to know and slumber noisily while they die, victims of neglect.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Jesus Christ, crucified,
have mercy on us.
May the souls of the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace.
Amen.